wula wani
bo se zanu mu bige ha takila opone tinga sokoloka takila
la mopui special puja obuje na kuim misha tusha nise
achaja kuzona ba people ya listening to power fm 91.3 it ode dabla tu afuja
National Pension Scheme Authority has introduced a new system called iCare. iCare is a powerful system designed to give both employers and employees faster, smarter, and more secure access to pension services online. With iCare, employers can now submit returns and remit contributions, while members can check their statements, update their details, and interact with NAPSA anytime, anywhere. iCare, transformation in service delivery, built for efficiency, accuracy, and customer satisfaction. iCare, powered by NAPSA, built for you. Visit www.napsa.co.zm or call our toll-free line 677 for more details. NAPSA, be smart, secure your future.
By the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
SAPADA unveils fertilizer support program for non-benefiting fist farmers. United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, applauded for contributing $2 million United States dollars towards the procurement of reproductive health commodities in Zambia. In international news, at least 1,000 killed in Sudan landslide, armed group says. And in sports, Nigeria is bidding to host the 2030 Commonwealth Games and the 2031 African Games.
And now, Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trances. The Small-Scale Farmers Development Agency, SAFADA, has unveiled a fertilizer support program targeting farmers who are not beneficiaries of the government's Farmer Input Support Program, FISP. SAFADA Executive Director Boyd Morwe explained that the initiative, being implemented in collaboration with international partners, will allow farmers to purchase fertilizer by paying 50% in cash and settling the remaining balance after harvest. Mr. Morwe said the repayment process will be facilitated through the Zambia Commodity Exchange, where participating farmers will be required to sell their maize to SAFADA. He explained that this arrangement is meant to ensure smooth loan recovery and guarantee the sustainability of the support system.
So I suppose that we have entered into some agreement to extend support to small scale farmers. Now we have entered into agreement with some international organizations that have come to Zambia, and we want to provide support to farmers so that they are able to purchase fertilizer at 50% cash, and the other 50% is paid when they harvest. But a farmer is given that liberty to pay back instrumentally, you know, if he is so wish. So our target is to reach out to main aim is to see how that farmers are able to access fertilizer.
The Sexual Reproductive Health and Rights Africa Trust, SAT, has applauded the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, for contributing $2 million towards the procurement of reproductive health commodities in Zambia. SAT Zambia Country Senior Programs Officer Martin Silukena said the contribution will strengthen reproductive health services, helping to reduce unplanned pregnancies and maternal mortality. He commended UNFPA for its continued partnership with government in improving reproductive health and applauded the government for supporting the procurement of such commodities over the past 3 years.
This contribution comes in the realization and knowledge that in the past 3 years, the government has been consistent in doing its part in the procurement of reproductive health commodities. And so we are grateful that UNFPA has been a partner to the government of the Republic of Zambia that has been very supportive in the area of reproductive health. And so we are hopeful that with this gesture, the last mile distribution of commodities will be achieved. And I know that part of their efforts is around supporting the supply chain in the distribution of commodities, ensuring that these reach the hubs and ultimately reach the people that need to use the commodities.
In another development, United Party for National Development, UPND Livingston Constituency Chairperson Christopher Siamwenya has defended the area member of parliament, saying he is working hard and remains visible in the district. Speaking in an interview with Parafem News, Mr. Siamwenya urged residents to appreciate the role of an MP, noting that the Livingston lawmaker is doing everything possible to ensure development in the constituency. He highlighted the impact of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, pointing to several projects that have been launched under the initiative. Mr. Siamwenya has since appealed to residents to embrace change and visit CDF-funded projects to witness the benefits firsthand.
When it comes to the Member of Parliament, you know, people must understand, a member of Parliament is not the one who does the work. Work is being done by institutions which are in the constituents. For example, we have the council here. The council is doing a lot under CDF, and that is the arm of the Member of Parliament.
This comes amid continued claims by some residents that Livingston MP Rodney Sikumba has not been present in the constituency to understand and address their challenges, a claim the lawmaker strongly denies. Birdwatch Zambia has announced the launch of the SADC Vulture Conservation Strategy, which aims to raise awareness about the critical role vultures play in the ecosystem. The organization has warned that vultures are among the most threatened bird species and could face extinction if urgent measures are not taken. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, Birdwatch Zambia's Education and Awareness Officer, Maya Bahavenzo, revealed that the vulture population is declining sharply due to threats such as both intentional and unintentional poisoning. Ms. Havenzo disclosed that some species have declined by up to 90%, while in Africa, 11 out of 13 vulture species are on the verge of extinction. He further noted that Zambia hosts 5 vulture species, of which 4 are critically endangered, stressing that birds play a vital role in maintaining ecological balance and must be protected.
Creating a space for them to thrive,
okay.
Because they play an important ecological role. And when we conserve vultures, we're also conserving the environment of other birds.
Mm-hmm.
So they are a critical species, and when we focus on them, we are also focusing on the wider landscape that they live in. And they also help, as we said,